It was a rough weekend.
It was a rough weekend. Yeah. First the champ, you know. Yeah. Champ died.
And that's then, your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He was my friend.
So can you tell people about your history with Muhammad Ali?
Okay. When I was on radio in Dallas a long time ago, I used to get on the phone and hunt and track him down all over the world. Mm-hmm. It was easy to do. Mm-hmm. If he was training, I could get a number for his training camp. I could, you know, just this is when you use 411. Remember 411? Remember
information.
When
411?
Yes, yes. And then you could and even international 411. Uh-huh. So when he was training in Zaire, I would track him down on the phone, and he'd come to the phone, and we talked on the air for years before we met.
So let me ask you this. What was it that happened that you decided one day you're going to call the champ and just shoot the sugar and say, what's up?
I just did it.
You just did it.
I just did it.
That's amazing. Okay. So that's the kind of jock you were. You just... pick the phone. Today, everybody wants to know what's going on with the champ.
Yeah.
Muhammad
Ali.
I picked up the phone.
I picked up the phone.
And you did it for years.
I did it for maybe a couple of years before we actually met. And he came to Dallas. The local mosque had a fundraiser. And he was surprised to see me. First of all, he didn't know I was so light.
Because you sounded so much darker on the phone.
And he thought I had a big studio, and it was way out in the field in the country. And the radio station was a little small radio station that broadcast from a shack. there was an exhibition, and the picture of me, you want to know what that is on my head? That's a belt.
Oh, that's your belt.
That's my belt. And no hitting below the belt in the exhibition.
Get it?
You get it?
So did he have a lot of people with him then still?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He kept the entourage. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So there was a guy in Dallas who syndicated radio shows. Mm-hmm. And he listened to my radio show and heard Ali on there. On my show all the time, and he had this great idea to syndicate a radio sports talk show where Ali would interview top sports figures.
Sure.
Problem is, Champ only knew about his sport. He didn't know anybody. He didn't know any other sport.
None of the other.
None of
football, basketball.
So the idea was, I would interview the greats. And the great athletes, mm-hmm. take my voice out, put his voice in, asking the questions, and we would syndicate it. Mm-hmm. And I quit my job.
To do this. You couldn't just make this a part-time
thing. No.
Because when you commit.
I commit.
All the way.
So I quit my job. I had a parade and everything. I'm going to work with the champ. Well... about 2 weeks in, I'm at this training camp, and his training camp, and I'm supposed to get, you know, put a promo together, a demo together, but I couldn't get him to stop and
record
anything.
Long enough to do this.
So about 2 weeks later, we had breakfast, and he said, that's what we called each other. Mean, I don't want to do this no more. I want to get these white people back their money. I said, well, champ, I've spent my money. I bought a Lincoln Continental. House full of cheap furniture. I spent all that advance money. Mm-hmm. Well, you just come work for me then. And do what? You good at getting people on the phone? You can be my PR man. How you going to be the PR man for the world's greatest PR man?
He's
his own PR man. And I got a fight coming up with Norton. And we'll give you that money back that you took from the white man. So I lived with him for about three months going into the Norton fight. I get up in the morning, I jog.
With the champ.
Yeah.
And you were his PR man.
I was his, right. I was answering the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what did you take away from that? I mean, because here you are already a hardworking guy.
Yeah.
And you have a man who is hardworking and personality out of the room.
Well, I was so embarrassed. It was the Norton fight and in Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was in my suite with the rest of the, you know, everybody had a suite mm-hmm. at the Statler Hilton. And I turn on the TV and Howard Cosell is doing a pre-fight special. Mm-hmm. And he says, "And here comes the champ, Muhammad Ali and his entourage, the do-nothing guys, the yes men." And he just started running down all the people in his entourage.
He called names?
He called names. "This is Boudini Brown. I don't know what he does." And he just called everybody's name. And then he called my name. Mm. "And this is Tom Joyner, a disc jockey from Grand Prairie, Texas. I don't know what he does." "Why do you need a DJ with your boxer?" I was so embarrassed.
On television?
On television. On television. On ABC television.
Wow. And you're sitting at the Statler Hilton and, and at that moment, you decided.
It's time to go.
It's time to go?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
When I didn't get paid the amount of money that
was promised.
That was promised.
Okay.
And
did you get any money?
I did. Like, not nearly the money that I was supposed to get.
Looking for,
that you had spent.
Yeah. And
you spent that money?
I spent all that money. I bought a Lincoln Continental.
It was nice.
It was nice. Velour interior.
Oh. Couldn't tell you nothing.
I jogged to the dealership. And bought it.
Wow.
I sure did. So I said, Herbert Muhammad, he paid me. And I said, "Champ said I was supposed to get this much, but this is not even close."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "That's it." So I said, "Champ, mean to tell you what, we're going to go out the country and you can go with me there. And then I got another fight coming up. I got a movie. You can do something with that." And I said, "But I've been away from my family for 3-4 months now. I hadn't seen them until they, you know, came to the Statler Hilton." And so.
You had no money.
I had no money. So I went. I came back to Texas mm-hmm. to get my old job back.
Mm-hmm.
And the man hated that I quit like that. So I was out of a job for like 5 months. No one knew it because I was living large. Because
you were driving that nice Lincoln.
It was my brother who floated me.
God bless him.
For those 5 months. Because my daddy wouldn't give me a dime.
Of course.
That nice man you know.
Yeah,
that
yeah. You Papa Joyner, just yeah, a lovely no, no, man. No no, 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 no. He was tough.
Right.
Did he tell you not to quit?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's why he didn't give me no money.
Oh, heck yeah.
He told me not to quit.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was out of a job. I couldn't find a job. I finally found one in California.
Mm-hmm.
And the man died before he could get there. And I said to he was the program director, and he hired me on the phone. And then the next day or two, he died.
Oh,
and
God.
I called the general manager, and I said, "He said I had the job. I don't know nothing about that." So I was.
Once again.
Yeah. And this was before, you know, the ratings books. We only had spring and summer, and we were in between spring and summer. So that's why.
Nothing.
When the ratings came out, the ratings were down, and the man hired me back. I stayed for a year. As soon as I got a chance to get out of there, I went to Chicago.
And that was the beginning of Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And then your relationship with the champ, even more so because you were there with
Chicago.
Ebony Jett.
When he would come and then you'd see him.
Yeah.
Wow. Mean.
Mean. That's what we called each other.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how that started. One of those calls, "Mean, that you?" I said, "Yeah, Mean. It's your main Mean." I heard the drums in Africa.
Now, do you have any of those recordings?
I don't have any of it.
Wow.
I don't have any of it.
Wow. Just your memories.
Yeah. I don't have any recordings.
Wow.
I heard the drums, and they said boom, 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 and another drum said boom, 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 and then a man came running up, and he said, Means on the phone.
What a guy. Yeah. What a guy. What memories. Good for you. Good for you.
There were some memories I can't really talk about.
Okay, all right.
They're the best, too.
Not for on air.
On air.
Remembering Muhammad Ali.
The champ. The champ is here. The greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time.